So I guess we'll just start with your thoughts on the result today.
Yeah, we're happy. You know, we said we wanted to be on the front foot today. We wanted to get at them. You know, I felt that the boys put a great shift in today. We knew what was at stake. We knew this was a game that we had to win. We took our opportunity. We came away with the 3 points. Nate was brilliant today. Made a couple of great saves. But then if I look at our three midfielders, our fullbacks, and the three guys up top, we had 16 shots in total. So we created plenty of opportunity. Unfortunately, not to get a couple more goals today, we felt. But we felt overall, I thought our performance was very good. And at the end of the day, we're walking away with 3 points, which was all part of the game plan.
Nathan, the penalty save, did you see something in the run-up, or was it just an athletic play?
No, I mean, you take everything he gives you. I mean, the time of the penalty shot plays a factor in it, believe it or not. His run-up, of course, and the type of player he is, and then you just kind of make an educated guess based on that. Sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't, but yeah, I was glad to keep the zero early on, and we didn't have to chase the game, so I think that went a long way.
Could you speak, I guess, to the big save from the other end?
You got guys, 11 or 10 guys in front of me working their tail off all game long, and it's my job to stay focused and make those saves because I owe it to them, and at the end of the day, they're spending all their energy trying to protect my goal. And then I'm just the last line. So anytime I can bail them out with a save, I like to do that.
Coach, I thought you could have caught it. It was a great save. I'll give you that. Wow.
Well, I'm good. Hey, at practice, I'm never good enough. So.
We give him a lot of stick.
Coach, you made a little bit of a change to your lineup today. Can you explain sort of the rationale behind that?
Yeah, what we wanted to do was, you know, we put Ryan Telford on the right. We had Emilio on the left because we felt we could have came inside and got at the center backs with Gattas just dropping a little bit to pull them out to give us some space in behind. You know, you could see a few times today where, you know, our movement was getting in behind that back line. Emilio was coming in off his right foot and had a couple of great strikes, and Ryan was coming in off the other side. So, you know, it worked. Emilio got his goal today, and that was him drifting inside, coming off the line and getting in between the center backs and the fullback.
Probably saw a lot from Maury today, team up on the other side.
Yeah, you know, I think our fullbacks are really starting to understand what we're looking for in that wingback role up and down the line. They've got, I call them the three longs because they keep going and going and going, these boys, up and down that line. But they're really starting to understand the play, reading the movement of the game, when to go, when not to go. And you can see them every single game. They're just getting better and better and better. So, you know, they've been a massive help for the team, and they're fitting in just well. And, you know, they put a great shift in every single game. You should see the amount of kilometers those two do.
Mm-hmm. You think with the size of this pitch that you could make this a real fortress here for you guys to make it a huge, you know, home advantage for you?
No, well, we'd like to.
I don't even think it's necessarily the size of the pitch. I think you guys are underestimating the travel in this league and how tough it was for us to be on the game four of our first five, and just to be at home and wake up in your own bed and come in and have your physios and do all of that. So just being at home in general, you saw what we did to Edmonton last week. We get another result this week. Like, teams pick up points at home, period. And I think it is a fortress for us, and it's going to continue to be.
Enough said, by the way. Hey, I like that.
You talked about the travel. You guys had the game out there basically almost across the country on Wednesday night, and then you all have almost no preparation for this game. How tough is that for you as a player, even just flying and all that?
Yeah, it is tough. Like, Pacific got to Ontario before we did to prep for this game, if that says anything. But we're well prepared as a group. Throughout the week, especially when we have these two in a week, it's just little tweaks. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. We just come in, and the practice yesterday was strictly about feeling good. You know, a little bit of small-sided, some rondos, the boys in good spirits, and yeah, feeling sharp. And then you get an hour and a half in, and you come out today feeling refreshed and ready to go. And I think it showed a little bit.
Nathan, first win in the league, on the wheels of advancing in the cup again. Does it feel like things are coming together? And how happy are the boys in that?
Yeah, yeah, it's always fun to be a part of a winning locker room, right? And, yeah, it was tough, but we had a lot of experience in our room. Fortunately, a couple of those guys were injured, but getting Joe back every day and Roger as well right around the corner, those things go a long way. And remember, again, we started the season a 3-5-2, and because of personnel, we've had to change to a 4. So that speaks even more for Adzi and Maury and how good a job they've done, because we've completely changed our formation, and they've taken to it like a duck like water. So, yeah, I think things are looking up, and we're going to hit stride toward the end of this the spring season and into the cup and into the fall season. So things are looking good.
Right at the end, right at the final whistle, you turned around, arms raised to the supporter section. How important was it to you to get the win today in front of them?
It means a lot to me. You know, football without fans is just a workout, right? The fans mean a lot to me. And when we got back from Dominican, they were waiting for us at the airport. They traveled in thousands to Hamilton for our home opener, and they've had to battle conditions every time we played at home so far. You know, it goes a long way what they're doing, and yeah, we can't thank them enough. And anytime I can interact with them, I try to do that, because I want to let them know that it is important, and we do love playing in front of them. And the more they come in numbers, the more it helps us.
Speaking about coming in numbers, you have marginal impact coming within a couple of days, a couple of weeks, I guess, at this point. What are you expecting, both from Montreal as well as the atmosphere here?
I think that's a better question for you.
I mean, look, for us, that's still a few weeks away. You know, we got to focus on our next game on Wednesday. Then we got another league game on Saturday. So closer to that date, then we'll start looking at the Montreal impact and our cup run. But right now, guys, we're just going to get back into the office, back into the dress room, and then out in the training pitch on Monday, and start focusing on our game on Wednesday.
Jimmy, you mentioned the games are coming fast and furious, and you've got, you know, a good run of home games here. Yeah. Do you feel like getting this win can start building some momentum, maybe get back into it? Not necessarily win the spring season, but points accumulation is important.
Well, look, I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Every day we're growing as a team. And we've got to focus on each game as it comes. You know, we've had a great result today, and now it's just about focusing on the next games that are going to be coming at us. And what we want to do is start getting into a little groove where we start picking up points now, start turning this in really into a fortress, and start getting 3 points over the next number of home games that we have. But we don't want to think too far ahead and worry about, you know, the spring season and that, and the fall. And it's every day, come in, put a shift in, and focus on each game. Make sure we do things right. And if we do things right, and we have a good work ethic, then we'll definitely be picking up the points that we deserve.
With Ryan getting the call back to TFC for the emergency call-up and having such a good performance in the short term out there, how's that perceived by the rest of the players in the team? Is that something they look at as motivation, as a guy that's succeeding at this level and is going to go up and have an impact?
I mean, Ryan's a great guy. The guys in that dressing room, you know, they fully support him. They love having him being a part of this club. Ryan got called back up, went in, put a good shift in, because he's playing week in and week out here. So it's helped Ryan as a player to make that step, play an MLS game, and then he's come back down and played with us. So listen, we're fine with it, and all we want from Ryan is just keep giving us everything that he's got every single game and putting a good shift in and being the gentleman that he is in that dressing room.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.